Good morning. It's Friday, the 11th of April. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. In January this year, Luxembourg secured its position at the top of the EU's minimum wage rankings, with a national minimum wage of €2,638 per month, according to data gathered by Eurostat. Out of the 22 EU countries with national minimum wages, Luxembourg stands as the clear leader, while 10 countries, including Bulgaria and Hungary, have minimum wages below €1,000 per month. Raiffeisen director Laurent Sales has projected stable interest rates through the year in a wide-ranging RTL radio interview, emphasising that market factors beyond decisions by the European Central Bank determine consumer rates. Regarding recent US import tariff announcements, Sales characterised the situation as difficult to assess, noting market uncertainty typically harms business activity. There have been losses on Asian markets as uncertainty over Donald Trump's tariffs continues. Yesterday, he admitted there could be some difficulty adjusting to his trade policy, although his trade secretary, Scott Bessent, appeared to deny there was any turmoil at all. The Nikkei index in Japan fell sharply in early trading this morning. Meanwhile, the EU has paused plans for retaliatory tariffs on US goods following Trump's U-turn on a 20% tariff on the bloc. EU chief Ursula von der Leyen said in a statement that the EU wants to give negotiations a chance. Six people have been killed when their helicopter crashed into the Hudson in New York City. The mayor, Eric Adams, said the aircraft was carrying a family of five tourists from Spain, including three children and a pilot. The UK is sending over €500 million of military support to Ukraine for new drones and repairs to armoured vehicles. The pledge was made as Britain and Germany prepare to chair the latest meeting of the Ukraine Defence Contact Group in Brussels later today, which until recently had been led by the US. And several Luxembourg nationals were among 484 guests evacuated when a ferocious overnight fire gutted a four-star hotel in France's La Plagne ski resort, with four people sustaining minor injuries in the dramatic escape. The municipality has temporarily relocated displaced guests and staff to a nearby sports hall. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to today.rtl.lu. Starting with football, Manchester United drew 2-2 with Lyon, Tottenham Hotspur finished 1-1 with Eintracht Frankfurt, and Rangers held Athletic Bilbao to a goalless draw in their Europa League quarter-final first legs last night. Bayern Munich's home Klassiker clash with Borussia Dortmund takes place on Saturday against the backdrop of potential Champions League eliminations for both sides. The clash, which has emerged as the Bundesliga's showpiece rivalry over the past 15 years, since Dortmund won back-to-back titles under Jürgen Klopp, comes in the middle of both clubs' Champions League quarter-finals. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has cruised into the Monte Carlo Masters quarterfinals for the first time with a straight sets win over Daniel Altmaier. The 21-year-old reigning French Open and Wimbledon champion is the favourite to lift the title this weekend after early exits for top seed Alexander Zverev and Novak Djokovic. Make the most of the weather on this fine Friday, as next week will see the return of Luxembourg's love for cloud and rain. After a chilly start, it will be sunny all day. We could see some cloud in the afternoon, but temperatures make for some good reading, with that 20-degree mark being hit in the afternoon. Temperatures will rise quickly from around 2 degrees now to 12 degrees by mid-morning, hitting highs of up to 20 degrees by the afternoon.